The first question is just to get your general reaction to the failure to indict last evening, to indict Officer Wilson in Ferguson.
Well, it's infuriating. I mean, it's absolutely infuriating. And not only is it infuriating, there's just something very pathological. I think about the entire process. The county prosecutor clearly wanted to use the grand jury system as a shield, as a cover for, for his, because he didn't feel that, he could, that he wanted to be out front on this issue. And so basically he hid, he cowardly hid behind the grand jury process. Everyone's been talking about this enormous data dump that they, imposed upon the grand jury. And so I think the grand jury did exactly what the prosecutor wanted it to do, and that was to bring in a non-indictment. And so now the question is, so they've done what they decided to do, which was to reinforce notions of white supremacy, to reinforce the notion that police are, will not be held accountable for the murder and execution of young black men and boys. They've done what they can do to establish what they consider a status quo. So now the real question is, what are we going to do? Because that's the position that we're in right now. You know, we don't have national leadership from the White House. I thought the president's statement last night could have been, despite the fact that, he's African-American, I thought it could have been, just any president would have made that same statement, didn't show any sensitivity on his part, and the attorney general has been silent. I assume at some point today he'll also take to the airways to condemn and criticize the traumatized community of Ferguson even further. So, so now the real question is, what will the people do? And I think that that's the conversation that we're all having with each other right now in terms of organizing our thoughts, our actions, our communities, so that we can respond to what essentially is an open season now on black boys and black men.
I listened to Prosecutor McCullough's introduction to his reading of the ruling, or the lack of indictment by the grand jury, and it did seem that he, even in that statement, had an axe to grind, a kind of like wanting to justify what had happened. Did you feel that at all?
Well, as I said before, I mean, he did what he wanted to do. I mean, I'm not sure how much clearer I can get. He had, I think he decided, from the very beginning that Officer Wilson was not going to be indicted. I think the only challenge before him was how was he going to accomplish that? He certainly could have charged Officer Wilson with the murder, within an hour after he had executed Michael Brown. Instead, he decided to cowardly hide behind a grand jury. So I don't think anyone is going to accuse the prosecutor of really seeking justice. So I don't think that that's the issue before us. I think the only real issue before us is, as a community, what are we going to do?
And how does the community decide on that? How does the community come up with what to do?
Well, I think that there are local issues. This issue is clearly much bigger than Michael Brown. I even find it, to be honest with you, a bit sick, to even keep, for the government to keep sort of, drawing this family out in front of the media to ask people to act in a certain way. I mean, this is a family that's clearly traumatized, and they should just simply be left alone to mourn. No one asked the mother or father whether they should execute their son. So now why are they going to this family to ask them, you know, how the community should react to the execution? So this is a family that, you know, as far as I understand, the prosecutor didn't even have the courtesy to inform them about what the decision of the grand jury was, even though they knew it at 12 noon yesterday. My understanding is that, you know, the family didn't get a phone call until before the almost before the prosecutor took to the airwaves. So now why do they keep going back? If they're not going to consult the family on anything of importance regarding their son, you know, why do we keep hearing this chorus of what the family wants the community to do? I mean, quite frankly, the government doesn't care about the family. The Ferguson officials don't care about the family. So the only thing that they care about at this point is what the family is saying regarding community activities. So to me, if you're going to be even-handed about this, you know, if the government doesn't care about the family, then they should just allow the family to grieve and not keep calling upon them when they think it's in their interest for them to quote a family member. I think that's really only fair. And so how do communities decide? I mean, look, in Washington, D.C., we've had over 70 boys killed by police. So we have our own issues here in Washington, D.C. We have what they call jump outs in Washington, D.C., where the police will just jump out in unmarked cars. The police will be will not have on uniforms, and will just stop our children at random, you know, on the streets, asking them to produce, you know, all kinds of miscellaneous information, forcing them to sit on the humiliating them, sitting on the curbs, you know, going through strip searches in public. So we have our own issues here in Washington, D.C., that we're trying to address through a lot of different channels, city council meetings, demonstrations. Starting on December 1st, we're going to start having demonstrations in front of the Department of Justice to demonstrate our national concerns that this is not just something that's happening in Washington, D.C., but it's also happening around the country, and in particular Ferguson is a key point right now. And right now, quite frankly, the movement really does move to Washington, D.C., because the grand jury process has essentially shut down the criminal investigation in Ferguson. And so now the Department of Justice will have an opportunity to determine whether or not this police officer should be tried by the federal government. So we're hoping that the federal government steps up to the plate. But, I mean, we haven't received a report yet on Trayvon Martin, and he's been dead now a couple of years. And so I'm a former federal employee, so I know that when the government wants things done and wants things done quickly, we do them as though it had to be done yesterday. So for these reports to just drag on for years and years mean that someone has told them, you know, don't worry about how quickly this process is being taken care of. Just take your time, in other words. So we understand that we're dealing with a government that really supports these police officers. And so we're using this as an opportunity to talk to our community, to organize in our community, and to see what we can do to begin to protect our children.
Local groups, like groups here in Portland, also are organizing activities and marches and rallies. Are you in contact with others across the nation for this campaign?
Yeah, I just got off the phone with Ferguson Action. It's hashtag Ferguson Action. So, people can actually go to their website, Ferguson Action, and they can read about what the groups in Ferguson are doing, as well as there's a link to actions in your community. So if you don't know what's going on in your community, if you go to Ferguson Action, you'll be able to find out what's happening in your community. And so I would just like to take this opportunity to encourage everyone to go out and do something, because the idea that I can't do anything, I think, is just, it's a luxury at this point. I mean, we all have to do something, whether that's writing a really big check to an organization in your community, or it's actually getting out and demonstrating. But everyone can do something, and everyone must do something to stop the violence in this country.
Marcia Coleman Adebayo, thank you so much for speaking with us. Is there anything else that you wanted to add?
Well, as I said, you know, tonight, if you can hear this in the Washington, D.C. area, we're meeting at 7 o'clock at Mount Vernon Square. And then on December 1st, we're going to start a series of demonstrations in front of the Department of Justice at 4 p.m. So we'd like to invite everyone to join us. And if you can't join us here in Washington, D.C., please find a demonstration in your area and take to the streets and voice your outrage at the grand jury decision and the lack of any federal government leadership on this issue.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.